All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 136 of the world famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Supposed to be a three-day weekend, my friends. Today was supposed to be day three of a big honking three-day weekend. Scuttled. The whole thing scuttled. I have to go in. As soon as I finish this recording this episode, I gotta head in, jump in the Chevy Cruze, fold my fat ass into the Chevy Cruze, and head on down the interstate for another, you know, instead of a three-day weekend, five-day week. That's no good. It's an employee issue I need to deal with. I have to be there, so I don't have any choice in the matter. So I gotta, you know, whatever. You know, I could get upset about it, and you know, what's the point of that? You know, it goes with the territory. Say you want to be in management. Well, there's going to be some shit that comes up every once in a while. And also, I might add, when Jeff K is the voice of reason, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I've got to go down there and deal with that tonight. So there you go. But Myrtle Beach is right around the corner next week, I think. Is it next week? Can't be. Like week after? No. Yeah, it's the week after. I don't know. I'm getting ahead of myself. But it's coming up very quickly. So that's good. I'll have that. It'll be 7 days in Myrtle, 7 nights in Myrtle Beach. 8 days. Myrtle Beach. Of course, two of those days I'll be driving, but, you know, what? I don't want to put a downer on the thing. I'm getting ready to sneeze. I can feel a sneeze in the chamber. See if I can suppress that shit. Ugh. I've been sneezing a lot. I think there's some kind of fall allergies. I got cold all of a sudden. It was hot, hot, hot. Just like Buster Poindexter would say. And then it was freaking cold. We had to break the blankets out and wash them, you know? Because take the window, the big Soviet humbox air conditioners out of the windows, because it's cold. We tried to drink some beers on the deck, which is one of our favorite weekend things, and it was too cold. We had like half a beer, and we're like, hell with this. Went inside, so it's getting cold. It's like fall-like up here, so very quickly. It just suddenly happened. Anyway. Somebody said, you know, I think it's, you know why it got cold? All that smoke from those fires out west. I'm like, I don't think so. I mean, I'm not a meteorologist, but I don't know. I think people have a, you know, if there's something in the news, they want to be a part of it somehow. You know what I mean? Even just like on the edge, just out on the edge. If they have some kind of connection to it. They, you know, they have this urge to do that, right? I don't know. This morning I woke up and from that cranking, grinding noise outside. And I tried to record it before I even got out of bed. Like, I grabbed my phone, I hit record on the thing. Just to give you a glimpse of what I'm dealing with. This is like 8 o'clock in the morning. Way too early. You know, I work at night, man. I can't, I mean, I don't know. Is that too early? It feels too early to me. They're out there doing some kind of grindage. I don't know what they're doing. Some kind of heavy machinery shit going on. And so I recorded it and I played it back and I don't know, some reason I'm breathing into the phone. Sounds like a 500-pound man dealing with constipation issues. So I deleted that. I don't want anybody in the world to hear that. It was like, you know, anyway, so I shit canned that thing. But then later, you know, after I got up and I had some coffee and stuff, and I thought, I want to cook a couple of hot dogs out on the grill. Make some, you know, West Virginia-style hot dogs with the coleslaw and the mustard. I didn't have any chili or whatever you call it. You know, hot dog sauce. Whatever you want to call it. I didn't have any of that. But anyway, I went out there and I fired up the grill. And you should have heard the racket. I mean, the deck where the grill is directly underneath the bedroom. And we didn't take the air conditioner out of that window yet. So it's on the side of the bed I sleep on. So I'm sleeping basically by an open window. And I'll give you a taste. I recorded this. This is on my deck, all right? So this isn't inside the bedroom. But you'll get an idea of what this sounds like. And this is like at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's like every day, all right? Check this shit out. Is that? Is that like the Iron Giant? I mean, what is that? Do you hear that squalling and squealing and banging? That's what wakes me up every day. I mean, this is a bunch of garbage. So anyway, I've been up way too long, and then I got my day scuttled, as I said. Not enough sleep, too much scuttling, bullshit. All right, I got a few random notes here in the notebook here. I got a haircut. First time I got a haircut in a while from a professional. Because I've been, you know, every time I go on the Great Clips app, it says your weight is, the other day I went on a couple weekends ago. I thought, I need to get a haircut. And I was like, I don't want to pay $20, but I need a haircut. I gotta bite the bullet. So I went on the app. Thing says your wait is 69 minutes. Like, what the hell's going on? I mean this is past coronavirus. You know, the coronavirus had them all shut down, and then they reopened, and it was like this long wait. But that era, that long wait era, has passed. I mean, I went over there since that first time after they reopened. And it was like a normal wait. It was like 8 minutes or something. 19, I think it was 19 minutes. Right? So that's not too bad. I mean, I can live with that. But the other day it said it was 69. So I was like, screw that. So this one, I went I went in the bathroom, fired up the clippers, cut my own hair, you know? So I cut my own hair. And then it started getting puffy again. And I went over there finally the other day and had a professional cut. And the woman's like, who cut your hair last time? She goes, please tell me it wasn't here. I said, no, I did it myself. She goes, whoo. She goes, I would, you know, no offense, but I would recommend against that because I don't know what the hell's going on here. I said, what do you mean? All I did was use the clippers, and I just ran it across my head. She goes, yeah, but it's very uneven. There's, like, parts of it where it's, like, real thick, and there's parts of it that's real thin. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's like, you know, it's a mess. I said, well, thank you very much. You know, thank you for that. She's like, well, I'm just telling you the truth. It's not, she goes, I would not recommend that. It's like, man, I've never been so offended in all my life. You know, I thought it looked fine. I don't know. Nobody said anything to me about it. I don't know if I had the Martin Van Buren going. I don't know. Sometimes you run that thing. The back is hard to do. And Tony's too tentative. I asked Tony to come down there. I said, can you do the back for me? And she's like, I guess. She doesn't want to. She makes it perfectly clear, abundantly clear, that she doesn't want to do it. But she does it. And she's real tentative about it. You know, she's like just hitting at it. She's like, I was like, be a little bit more aggressive with it. You know, just go in there and just cut it off. It's got the guard on there. It's not going to shave my head. But anyway, she was giving me, I mean, she gave me a failing grade on my haircut abilities. So anyway, I don't know. But anyway, she definitely gave me a better haircut than I was able to give myself, but it cost me $20. You know, it cost $15 plus a $5 tip. $20. It's a lot. And I get a haircut like all the time because I'm kind of neurotic about it. So anyway, that happened. She was like, please tell me that somebody here did not do this. Because somebody's going to lose their job. No, she didn't say that, but that was the implication. Another conversation I had with somebody out in the public. I went in there the other day to the grocery store where I buy beer. And I was walking up to the counter, and she goes, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!" The woman is, you know, a woman that works in there. She goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Those are hot." I said, "What are?" Oh, she goes, "Oh, you're not buying the Bell's Too Hearted." I said, "No, sometimes I get something else." She goes, "Oh, I just assumed you were getting the Bell's Too Hearted, and I just put those in there. They're still hot." So, but she goes, "But never mind. You know, that's cool." So I got the Founders, Centennial IPA. Fantastic beer, by the way. 15-pack for $20. So that's what I bought. And I said, "Am I the only person that buys those Bell's Too Hearted?" Because they have the Bell's Too Hearted 12-packs, which are $25, which I find to be a tad expensive. And by the way, I used to go to high school with a guy named Tad Expensive. But that's a different story. It seems a tad expensive, $25 for 12. But they have these 4-packs, 4 16-ounce cans for $9.92. Now that's better value, because it's, what, 64 ounces? You know, 64 ounces for less than $10, so... Anyway, so I buy those all the time. And in fact, I said, "Am I the only person that buys those 4-packs? She goes, "No, you're not the only person, but you're definitely, I mean, you're the reason we keep them there." I was like, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, we wouldn't. That's not even in the planogram. I mean, we just keep them in there for you." I was like, "Maybe I should take a look at myself in the mirror." What a major grocery chain. You know, changes the way they conduct business because of my beer drinking habits. She's, "Oh yeah, we keep that in there for you. I mean, you know, that's your thing." I'm like, "All right." I said, "But other people buy it?" She goes, "Occasionally, but you're definitely the one that buys the most." And I was like, "Wow, probably should like examine my choices in life. Those things are fantastic. $9.92. For 4 16-ounces, you put them in the... I have a little fridge here in my room, my little bunker. And I put them in there, and I buy them, and I drink 2. When I get home from work, I drink 2. It's perfect. It's the perfect amount. It's a world-class beer. Bell's Brewing out of somewhere in Michigan. And it's great. And it's one of the best beers in the world, and it's, you know, relatively inexpensive. So, anyway, there you go." She's like... She goes, "You know, that Bell's Too Hearted ale, that's really picked up, you know, the 12 packs have really picked up ever since that Wall Street Journal article." I said, "What? I don't know anything about that." She goes, "Yeah, there was a big article in the Wall Street Journal recently where they named the 40 best American beers, and it came in number nine. I said, "Number nine?" I said, "That should be higher. It should be in the top 5. She goes, "Number 9's a good number." I said, "No. Top 5. She's like, "All right, whatever." So anyway, maybe I should reexamine things. I don't know. When they got a beer in there just for me, I don't know. Makes me a little uneasy. All right, what else I have in here? Oh, you know what irritates me? I'm not going to name names, but there are people that I have encountered in my life recently who, like, they pop like a lifesaver in their mouth or a mint or something and just immediately start chewing it up. You know what I mean? Like they put like a Tic Tac. They put a Tic Tac in their mouth and just immediately start chewing it up. That's not the way. Or lifesavers. You know, lifesavers, you're supposed to put them in there and you know, for lack of a better term, suck on them. You know what I'm saying? You put them in there and just let them dissolve over time. It's not something you just, like, pop it in your mouth and you start chewing it up. I don't know. There's multiple people that I've encountered doing that recently, and it bugs me. And sometimes I ask them about it. And the other day I asked them about it, and I'm not going to say who it was, but the person said, "You eat it your way and I'll eat it mine, all right?" You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, Have you encountered this? I mean, what? Am I wrong? Of course I'm not wrong. Frickin' right. Can't be power eating a mint. God. What else? That phrase, can't have your cake and eat it too. Tony and I were talking about something the other day. I can't remember what it was. Something to do with Myrtle Beach. I said, you want your cake? I said, you know, I think you want your cake and you want to eat it too. And I was thinking, why? I mean, why would you want cake? But I mean, is that too much to ask? To have the cake? I mean, having the cake is not, I mean, that's not enough for me, right? I mean, I guess it's good to have a cake. But what's the point of having it if you're not going to eat it? And you're being extravagant and you're going over the line by having a cake and then also eating it? It doesn't make any sense. Who comes up with these phrases? It's like you have a car, but you also want to drive it? You selfish son of a bitch. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Who came up with that? Everybody says it all the time, including me. I say it. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. It's like, why not? Why the fuck not? You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. That's a stupid phrase. There's all kinds of stupid phrases. Phrases I don't understand. And that's one of them right there. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You know, Tony and I are talking about buying maybe like a condo down on Myrtle Beach. It's one of these things that we talk about, which will probably never happen. But it's something, you know, some kind of fantasy thing that we go, you know, we go into this fantasy world where we have this condo down there. We can just go down there whenever we want. Maybe rent it out when we're not using it. We have all kinds of ideas that'll never come to fruition. But I think we're discussing that. And I said, you can't have your cake. You can't have your cake and eat it too. All right. I mean, but then I was thinking, why? Is that too much to ask? God. All right. Anyway, what else? Been watching a lot of baseball. The other day they said the Reds White Sox game Sunday, I think. Reds White Sox will be nationally broadcast. Maybe it was Saturday. Saturday, I think. Said it was the Saturday game. It was the White Sox down to like six games left. I think they're at eight games at that point. The thing's winding down. The season is winding down already. It feels like it just started. Maybe it's because they played 60 games. But anyway, said, you know, it was all over. It's like, they're the game of the week. National game of the week. It's going to be on national. It's going to be on Fox Network. I was like, yeah, baby. I was all settled in. I was all prepped. And I sat down. I turned it on. Mets. And frickin' Braves, the Mets and the Braves. Like, what the hell is, like, why? Why would they advertise it as going to be the national game of the week? And then it's a completely different set of teams. And by the way, the Braves, they need to bring that Chief Nakahoma back. Remember that guy? They had a teepee over the left field wall. I think it was left field. It's like a teepee out there, and somebody hit a home run. He'd come out and, like, bang a drum and do a dance. He's probably some Italian guy. He probably wasn't even an Indian. Chief Nakahoma. Man. I don't know if that would fly nowadays, but I wish they would bring him back. I'd support it. But anyway, it was the Braves and the Mets. I don't want to watch either one of those teams, especially the Mets. Ugh. So I was deeply disappointed, and I listened to it on the radio. I listened to Sunday's game on the radio, and the Reds took two out of three. Oh, yeah. They're on a roll. So White Sox are one of the best teams in baseball. Reds beat them two out of three games. That's pretty good. Now they're playing the Brewers, and then the season's over almost. They're hanging on by a thread. I mean, as it stands right now, they'll be in the playoffs. But if they have a couple of bad days in a row, the whole season's going down the old shitterama. So anyway, but I was watching a lot of baseball, and they got all those stupid cardboard cutouts up in there, you know. And that's just—I mean, at first I was like, I can get behind this, you know. But I'm getting sick of it, you know. I get sick of stuff. I get sick of a lot of stuff. And one of them is this stupid shit. Just let people. I mean, we were watching some tennis match over in, I don't know where it was. I don't know, it was Italy or somewhere. I think it was in Rome. I think it was in Italy. And they let people in there. They were like people in the stands, you know. And they're sitting, you know, far apart from each other. They didn't have it full capacity. Do something like that. I don't want to. It's like guys over there trying to catch a foul ball, and there's like a, you know, a cardboard cut out of a golden retriever right beside a Edgar Allan Poe, you know, right beside like a just a 4 foot tall head, like a human head that's as tall as the body of the person. You know what I'm saying? It's like bizarre, and I don't like it. And I can't even believe I thought about sending mine in, like doing one of those things, one of those cutouts. $75 the Reds cost. It cost $75 to get one of those cutouts in the stands at the Reds Stadium. I seriously thought about doing it. Now I'm happy I didn't do it because I'm sick of it. I'm tired of the cutouts. I want people up in there. You know what I'm saying? I want people in the stands. So anyway, I have opinions on things, and that's, you know, it's getting irritating to me, those cutouts. Edgar Allan Poe, what the fuck? Anyway, all right, so also on Saturday, I said, you know what we need is we need HBO Max. Tony says, what the hell's that? And I said, it's one of those streaming services, another one of the streaming services. I said, but this one has South Park. Has this documentary I want to watch called, what's it called? Class Action Park. It's about this amusement park, water, it's a water park. Back in the 80s in New Jersey, it was run by a madman. He would come up with these crazy ideas for these rides that were not grounded in any kind of like engineering or safety or anything. It's the most dangerous park in the world. People got hurt there all the time. People got killed in there. They served booze. You know, like everybody's drunk. Like, and there's all these dangerous, crazy rides. One of the, quote, rides was you just jump off a 20-foot cliff into the water, into this, like, ice-cold water. And there, so people would be jumping off this thing, and they wouldn't even wait for the person down below to get out of the way, and they jump. So these, like, people will jump into the pool, into this cold water. It's like a runoff, it's a natural pool, and said it was ice cold all the time. And so they jump down in there, and then before they could even get themselves situated, somebody would plunge in like inches away from you, you know. And it was like totally unregulated, and I mean, it's like everybody smashed. Said the entire crew that worked there were like between the ages of 14 and like 18. They were all high and drunk and stuff. It's crazy. So there's a documentary about that. It was called Action Park, and then it became known as Class Action Park because of all the lawsuits. So that's right in my wheelhouse. So I just went on there and did one of those $11.99. It costs $11.99 a month. It's for the first year, and then it goes up to $14.99 a month. Man, I've already watched some stuff on there. I already watched the new Perry Mason. I only watched one episode of that. That seems kind of depressing. Well, you turn Perry Mason into some down and out, like chronic. I mean, like he's got like some kind of like depression issues, and he's like a bum or something. What the hell's this? Some kind of artsy fartsy Perry Mason. Anyway, I mean, I'll keep watching that. But there's some good stuff on there. I think it's got some solid movies. It's got a bunch of good TV shows. I think that's right up there with the Netflix and the Hulu and the Amazon. There's a lot of those streaming services I'll never buy. That one seemed like we needed. All right. So anyway, I did that on the weekend. And let's see what else. Remember I told you I was buying those Travis McGee books? So there's this series of books that were written in the 60s and up into the 80s, early 80s. I think the guy died in 83. John D. McDonald is the writer. He wrote these books. There's 21 of them. started in 1964 to like 83. So for like 20 years, there's 21 books. And it features this guy named Travis McGee. So I love these books. I've read them all. I read all of them in paperback, but I want to read them all again. And I want them on Kindle, right? So what I did years ago, years and years back, I put all of the Travis McGee books on a wish list in Amazon. And I scroll through that list every single day. Sometimes I do it twice a day. And if one of them is $2.99 or one, if it's $1.99 or $2.99, I buy it. $2.99 or less, I guess is a better way to put it. If it's $2.99 or less, I'll buy it. So this has been going on for years. This is like a day after day after day, 7 days a week. I checked this thing for years. I finally got it. I finally completed it on Sunday. The last one I had to buy was called A Tan and Sandy Silence. And it was $2.99 on Sunday. It was $8.99 in the morning. Too much. It's outside my perimeter. And then in the evening it was $2.99. And I snagged it. I got all 21 of them on my Kindle. This is a years long. This takes, dedication, you know? Dedication and stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness, right? Finally got them. Oh, man, those are great books. And I don't want to go in. I don't want to describe them. They're just adventure novels, but they're, like, smart, and they're really well written, and it's almost like a fantasy for men. I don't know if women would like it as much as men, but those things are fantastic. It's like, oh man, I wish I had the life of Travis McGee, you know? That's what, when you're reading it, you're like, oh, this is pure escapism, you know? But anyway, I got all 21 of them. I highly recommend them. John D. McDonald, great writer. I think he's from Pennsylvania. I think he's from right around here somewhere, believe it or not. But anyway, so that was a triumph. I was super excited. I was pumping my fist in the air. I was so excited. That's all I have. I'm at the end. So if you enjoyed this and you want two of these a week, sign up today at patreon.com. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Jeff K. And you will get an extra episode every week. Not every once in a while. Not every month. That's for suckers. Every week, an extra episode just for patrons. So at the $4 level, that'll do it, you know, and you'll unlock all the ones that were previously recorded. You'll gain access to all the new ones as they're released, and it's a great deal. It's great value. So $4 a month will do it. It helps me a great deal. You won't notice it because it's $4. So do it today. Sign up today at patreon.com/Jeff K. And if you want to be a part of the show, call into the hotline at 570-290-8151. That's 570-290-8151. 24 hours a day. It's a voicemail system, and it'll create a MP3 file, and I'll include it in a future show, probably, almost certainly, unless it's insane, unless it's the rantings of a madman. You know, I mean, maybe if there's some entertainment value out of the rantings of a madman, I'll definitely use it. But if it's disturbing or, you know, offensive, is that what they call it? Offensive? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. 570-290-8151. You can send me an email to surfreportpod@gmail.com. All right, we're at the end of this thing. I'm going to go back down to work. My day off, my big day off was scuttled. Got to go down there and deal with some shit. All right. I'll see you guys soon. Hope you guys have a great, great rest of the week. Have a good one. Bye. sauce.